Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
What happens to the guy who wakes up every morning and is like, time to make the donuts?
Is that a Dunkin' Donuts thing?
Yeah, it's a Dunkin' Donuts ad.
Yeah, it was.
What a terrible ad.
Time to make the donuts.
No, it like was a good ad. It was a man who knew his life's worth. He woke up and he went and made donuts.
But he wasn't happy. He
was Nobody's miserable. Happy, Barry. This is the life we choose. We get up. We all have our cross to bear. We go and we
make the donuts.
At least somebody who eats those donuts will be happy. God. This segment was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
Nobody's happy.
This week, all the sketches were improvised. Not a thing was written in advance, except sometimes the intro and the outro or the general premise, and sometimes not even that. We'd improvise for some amount of time, and then I'd go through and try to edit out as much as possible, and that's the product. For the next half hour, by and large, when you hear people talking, you're also hearing them writing. This is the final edition, Radio Hour.
Hi, it's me, Samantha Jane Gerwitz. You might know by now that I am, in fact, a woman. And you might also know that I'm also, in fact, from Florida. But did you know that I also work in the cannabis industry? So if you have any questions that you want answered, I thought I would do Ask a Cannabis Professional.
Do you do your job stoned?
One of my jobs is raiding weed and requires me to get stoned, so yes.
Hey, hi lady. Hi. Can you bring your own scale to a weed mart?
No. Also, now everything in legal shops is pre-weighed and packaged before it even reaches the store.
Do you have a favorite store?
I have a couple. I have a favorite on the east side, which would be CCA, and it's run by a bunch of girls who are like totally rad. And then on the west side, I like LAVC, which the owner is named Ilya, and he's a super cool dude.
I'm on the east side. Where's CCA? What's CCA?
It's on Sunset.
Good place.
Sunset. It's like the only one on.
It's actually been around for a while, right? Is that one that's been kind of old?
Yeah, California Caregivers.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened to the weed doctors? What do they do now?
They're still around. People still get, if you have a medicinal card, it lowers your taxes.
What happened to regular doctors? Where do they all go to?
The dispensary, and they're stoned.
Oh.
What's your favorite slang term for cannabis?
I still sort of like jazz cigarette. But I'm an old-fashioned kind of lady.
Can I name a weed?
If you know a grower.
Is there a rule that if you work at a dispensary, you have to either dress like a burlesque dancer or wear pajamas?
Yes, that is officially in California's wild.
I was wondering.
What else?
Professional stoner, do you think that the world would be a better place if more people were stoned?
I think so. I interviewed a guy who works in cannabis, and before that he worked in bail bonds. And he said to me that Like, pretty much every day, almost all the cases of domestic abuse that he would bond had to do with alcohol, and not a single one had to do with cannabis.
I'm an old school stoner. Tell me, are there still zigzag papers?
There are, in fact, at every gas station and smoke store.
Aww.
Everywhere.
That warms my heart.
Yeah. I think Zigzag actually is making a hemp paper now.
Aww.
To compete.
You'd be rolling your weed in weed.
I got a question. I have hemp seeds at home. Why did I buy those?
Because you were stoned.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any dirt even that you could put them in?
No, I think they're like to put on salads.
If I take an edible on an airplane and then it's time to get my bag and everyone else is already gone and my bag is just going around the carousel by itself for a long time, do you think I took too much?
I think you took just enough.
So, I recently tried this new weed that I got at a place in West LA, kind of along near Fairfax. And my question is, what's my phone number?
Well, Barry, let me look it up. Hold on.
Throw it on the live stream.
Barry's phone number is...
For all you ladies out
917-734.
Yes.
New York.
I tip my bud tender, and they seem like overtly thankful.
My bud tender.
They don't make enough for the bullshit that they have to deal with.
Well, who does?
They've looked at me like I was a saint.
Yeah, because people will waste their goddamn time all the time. There's always that dude that just wants to talk for like 20 minutes.
Because they're hot.
Yes.
What's a good strong weed strain that's out there right now?
There's a lot of strong weed, and you're going to find different strains will have different potencies depending on the grower and condition. Right. If you want a speedy weed, I'd say one of the strongest is usually Jack Herer. That's a super energetic sativa that tends to be really strong. And then on the indica side, if you want something sleepy, I feel like there's usually really strong OGs, like a Fire OG or a Diablo OG tends to be pretty heavy in indica.
I'm looking for a weed strain that's like the McDonald's coffee of marijuana. That'd be like the kind of weed I used to smoke, like I said, back in the 70s.
Well, that stuff was $10 an ounce. And you got what you paid for.
Yeah. They actually make like CBD heavy weeds now, which are closer to hemp and shake, and I really like it. It's like not overwhelming.
I got a question. I've been smoking weed since high school, and back then, my weed had a lot of seeds in it. But now, I never see a seed. What happened?
They started putting condoms on the plants.
Oh.
But that cuts down on sensitivity.
Does it cut down on sensimilia? No.
Oh my.
Hey, so I gotta go smoke weed, but I'll be back next time. And if you think of anything you'd like to ask me, maybe say something on the live stream or shoot Barry a message on his phone number that you have now. This has been Ask a Cannabis Professional.
This spring, Batman faces his greatest challenge yet. Dinner with his family.
Can one of you help me set the table? I'm kind of busy from hanging outside of building all night long.
Bat son, come help set the table with your bat mom.
I'm right in the middle of a game.
Unless that game is preparing yourself for a life of violence, put it away and help your mother.
It's Tetris. Why do you always do this?
Because the signal is on that wall, and that means dinner is ready.
Mom, Easter dinner is so lame.
Celebrating the resurrection of Christ with your family is not lame.
I wish I was you, Dad, because then my parents would be dead.
Settle down, everyone. No need to fight. I've made this delicious ham.
Woof woof, I'm Bat Dog.
Can someone take that dog outside? The dog got into the potatoes. Stop looking at each other and adjusting your belts. Pull the dog out of the potatoes.
2 hours later.
What's for dessert, Ma?
It's some pies. I made pies from scratch. Apple, cherry, pineapple, blueberry, custard, key lime, meringue, lemon meringue, whipped cream, mustard.
Could this be the end of Batman?
Let me ask Grandpa if he's okay.
I'm okay.
I say, like, chick. What's up, chick? Can I say that?
What, like I'm a chicken?
No,
like,
okay.
Like, it's all about my breasts
no.
and my thighs.
I mean, it
I
is,
know
but like.
How you work. I know
that's what.
Okay.
Guys,
oh
I need
God.
To know where we're I'm dropping you off.
Just follow the thing. Just follow the thing. Hey.
Oh my God, don't talk to me. His hand is in me.
Hey,
you're
he
gross.
Can't he can't see us,
you're
right?
Gross.
He can't see us, right?
No
I have a rearview mirror.
Hey, he can't hear us, right?
No,
he
babe.
Can't. Oh, you said babe? You call me a pig?
I can
Are you
say
calling
it.
Me a pig?
Okay, it's different.
If you can say it, I can say it, okay?
No, it's different.
It's not.
When
it's
you
not,
say it, it's pejorative.
Hey, do you have a condom?
What?
Okay, good. We don't need one.
No.
He can't see us, right?
I like my men like I like my coffee. I don't like it.
I like my coffee like I like my women. Asian.
I like my women like I like my coffee. I can't pronounce most of them.
Like my women like I like my coffee. First thing in the morning and then nothing all day.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Strong and dark, but I can't have too much or it upsets my stomach.
I like my women like I like my coffee. On the floor after I drop it.
I like my men like I like my coffee. After a dinner it paid for.
I like my women like I like my coffee. I have to buy them for my boss.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Shared with my 5 best girlfriends.
The World Health Organization says processed meat raises the odds of cancer. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Like the bad kind of cancer?
Isn't it ironic that death is about the best way to lose weight?
So human flesh is still okay.
I think what I'm going to do is forget that I ever heard this.
How come the cow doesn't get cancer?
So did anyone really think that bacon didn't cause cancer?
As long as I can still eat pussy.
I'll say this about cancer. It tastes delicious.
Processed meat kills you. Immigrants are processed. Connect the dots, people.
They don't mean all pork, right? Just some pork. Like, maybe I'll get a good one.
Look, if you don't have hot dogs anymore, what are they going to pull out of my ass at the emergency room?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a nice landscape. I mean, wow. I didn't know it was so beautiful out here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you drive for 5 hours in a mm-hmm. car.
Yeah.
You hope that this vacation is going to be worth, you know, the $22.50 in gas that we've spent so far.
Yeah, so far up to this point.
Yeah. And it is.
Yeah, so I think so. I think you think so? You think it's worth it so far?
I think so far, yeah.
So far.
I would say it is definitely worth the 3 hot dogs I've had.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, you don't find great food on the road.
No.
But
you don't. You really don't.
No, you really
don't.
Two
of those 3 hot dogs were not good hot
dogs. No, I regret them.
Yeah.
Two of those. And I knew it when we bought them. Mm. They looked wrong.
Well, they've just been spinning a while.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of tell that in a hot dog.
Yeah. No, you can actually, I'm a great believer. I'm just like, you can see something wrong with food. Really see it.
Nice though.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
You know, no dogs.
Nope.
No dogs.
No dogs. No kids.
No.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels really worth it that we you know, paid for that sitter.
Yeah.
For our kids.
No, this is good. I mean, is something we have needed to do for a while. Yes.
Yeah, just be Deb and Marty.
Just Deb and Marty again.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we were, you know, Deb and Marty.
We're not just Deborah and Martin.
Nope.
VanderWinkle.
Nope. We're not just Taylor's mom and dad.
No, we're not just the people who pay taxes at 3355 Parkshire Lane.
Nope. It's just us.
Deb and Marty.
Yeah.
Cool Deb and Marty.
Yeah, we were cool.
We are cool. We are cool. Still cool.
We're still
evergreen of the cool variety.
Yep. Yeah. Put us out in the middle of nowhere like this, we still have the cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're wearing sunglasses. That's kind of a...
Yeah. You look cool.
You look cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Never looked better.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't...
You don't understand fashion until you've lived it for at least a couple decades.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that. So. You know, because you combine, you find ways to combine comfort and style at the same
Crocs.
Time. Yeah. Crocs.
You become Croc people.
Yeah. You know, Crocs are comfortable. You know,
they're not like, just orthopedic.
There's nothing wrong with Crocs. There is nothing wrong
with something you buy at Kmart and you walk around in a bit and then a dog eventually puts it in its mouth. There's nothing wrong with that.
And it's still, you can still wear it.
I'm still wearing it.
You're still wearing it.
Looks great on me.
Yeah. I mean, it's chewed up, but you know, it doesn't, I mean, it looks like, you know, antique. Now it looks a little antique-y. We still love each other, right?
It's too big.
Normal.
Okay, normal's good. Magnum's too big for me, okay? You know that.
What? Why are you putting it on your fingers?
What? I just...
What are you doing?
It's for protection.
You're already fingering me. What are you doing?
Yeah, but it's like the 10-second rule.
What are you doing?
It's in for like 10 seconds, and now I gotta put a condom on.
What? He can't.
He can't hear us, right?
I can totally hear you.
I won't call you babe, but like, babe, will you just lick my butthole? Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I like it when you call me a babe now. Yeah. Can I be honest?
Babe.
Like, I was trying to be all like tough and like I don't care, but like I really kind of like it.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Babe, lick my butthole.
Okay.
I like the alliteration of the B's.
Powerball Lottery wants to know, what would you do with $1 billion?
I'd buy an army and kill everybody.
I'd finally get that abortion.
I'd move my favorite football team back to Los Angeles.
I'd kill Nicole Brown Simpson all over again.
I'd sew a cat's head onto a dog.
I'd have a second cup of coffee.
Harry never has a second cup of coffee at home.
I'd bring Hitler back to life.
I'd buy an island in Tahiti and have it gold-plated.
I'd probably break under the strain.
Powerball, $1 and a dream.
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, Cop Show. But just the part where they say, what do we have here?
So, what do we have here?
Oh, man. What do we have here?
So, what do we have here?
I mean, there's not much left of her. What do we have here?
What do we have here?
Man, oh, what do we have here?
Okay, what do we have here now?
What do we have here? Hey, what do we have over here?
Well, what do we have her?
Then I was telling my husband, what do we have here?
Now, what do we have her?
What do we have here?
And what will we be having here?
And what do we have there? Here, sorry, here.
Where even is here, and what have we there?
What we had here all along was friendship.
What do we have here?
That's Cop Show, but just the part where they say, what do we have here? That's Sundays at 3:45 in the morning on the Final Edition Radio Network.
I like my coffee like I like my women. Kind and have their shit together.
I like my coffee like I like my men. Covered in 2% milk.
I like my women like I like my coffee. I can't talk to people without it.
I like my men like I like my coffee. I'm horribly addicted to it and don't see a problem.
I like my women like I like my coffee. Forgotten on the roof of my car as I drive away. Hey, driver, what's your name?
Carlos.
Can I call you Babe?
Hey, babe.
You give me
babe.
5 stars, hey, you can Carlos. Call me whatever you want.
Will you, babe, will you lick my butthole?
No.
Also, there's already vomit in the back seat with cum in it already when we got in the car.
That was here already.
So really?
You can't charge us for
we're
that.
We're not paying for this ride.
We sat on it because we're
we
nice.
We sat all over
the $200 nice cleanup.
It was also like, there was also a condom with poop on the inside already here when we got
get
in.
Get out of my car.
I'm kind
of
hungry.
Babe. You just threw everything in.
Yeah, kind of
hungry. We just went to Fatburger like 20
should
minutes
go,
ago.
Should we go back to Fatburger?
We're not going back to Fatburger!
Hey, driver.
Oh my God.
Hey, babe, driver.
Yes, that's right. It's time for another edition of America's favorite game show, Weed, Coke, Bath Salts.
Yay!
Where we list three random celebrities and our panel decides which one they would do weed with, which one they would do coke with, and which one they would do bath salts with. It's like fuck, marry, kill, but different enough that we can't get sued.
Who are they? I want to fuck, marry, and kill them.
In that order, to get their money.
Who copyrighted Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Joseph Fuck, Marry.
Oh, I think that is.
Okay, our first competition thing. A horse, a jockey, a guy who blew his kid's braces money at the track.
A horse.
I'm doing weed with the horse.
Yeah, I think that's
Coke,
right.
Coke horse with is the jockey. Chill.
Jockey, short guy. Coke, short guy.
Coke with the short guy?
Yeah. He's into it. Yeah, bath salts with the guy who lost his kid's money. He has the least amount to live for.
I feel like that guy. Weed. I almost feel like that guy needs the weed, except I want to do the weed with the horse.
The jockey, the Coke, right?
Don't do yeah,
coke
I think jockey, that's, the a, coke? That's a given. That's like Napoleon complex type of.
That's the thing
drug
with Coke?
Choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, hey man, I'm aggressive.
And
I'm
yeah,
this,
the
like,
guy who blew
guy.
His the guy who blew his kid's braces money on the track. I mean, he's doing bath salts,
right? He's already
he
doing
already
them.
He is. Would,
so he's like experienced. He could be
would,
our like our spirit guide.
But the weed is like his vacation from it.
Mm-hmm.
What does a horse on bath salts like though, guys?
Ooh. Well, that you could get killed. That's the thing. I'm thinking of a horse on bath salts.
You want to be within a 5 mile radius of that?
Yeah, you could get
although
kicked.
They do enjoy a salt lick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to our next one.
All right.
Smokey the Bear,
right.
Woodsy the Owl, or McGruff the Crime Dog?
McGruff has got to be the Coke.
You think so?
Yeah, he's like, you know, hyped up crime dog.
It's kind
really.
Of classic drug.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that'll turn him into like a real gross, like, doesn't care what constitutes
oh, yeah.
the laws
no,
he violates crime
it's salt like it's like a bad like, lieutenant scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's not like only the law. He's like, only you can prevent crime.
Right.
Motherfucker.
See, I think
Smokey.
We give
weed.
Out there on the Smokey to weed, the weed, no.
Smokey
no.
is obviously
what if he sets a fire, though?
Exactly,
so
that's
funny.
Why.
Maybe he vapes.
Because it's hilarious.
He vapes.
Oh. Vapey the bear?
I'd do coke with Smokey, because then he'd just get real hyped up
and
like,
the other one?
Just
Smacky
maul
the
someone.
Frog?
Yeah, Smacky the Frog.
Who's totally that? Bath salts.
Woodsy,
no.
Woodsy the Owl.
Do heroin.
That's the give a hoot, don't pollute.
Well, so
you know the
bath
owl
salts.
That wears like the Robin Hood hat and like the Boy Scout uniform?
Bath salts then, because he lives in the trash.
It's kind of dirty.
Next,
we have Vanna White,
mm-hmm.
the announcer from Jeopardy.
So this is not Alex Trebek.
Not Alex Trebek, the guy who's like,
this is Jeopardy.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, that guy.
So Vanna White, the This is Jeopardy guy, or the Deal or No Deal briefcase girls.
I think I'm thinking Vanna White is Coke and the briefcase
really?
Girl. I would go with briefcase
that's
girls for weed.
Oh. I actually, I think briefcase girls weed. Vanna White Coke, and then the weird announcer guy bath salts. Because you don't know his whole face could be scabs.
What do you think? What does he look like? What do you think he looks
nobody
like?
Nobody
knows. I don't
know.
I bet he wears a cowboy hat.
He wears whatever he
nothing
wants.
Nothing else.
He's wearing pajama bottoms.
He's nude with a cowboy hat in the recording booth.
I picture a page boy cat.
Oh, he's never. His he's been nude
like
for 30
there.
Years.
He wore a suit the first time.
Aww.
Weed, coke, bath salts.
like my women like I like my coffee, with weird brown stuff at the bottom after I'm done with it.
I like my men like I like my coffee, in a free cup that I got from the car wash.
I like my women like I like my coffee, accidentally poisoning my dog.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Maybe it prevents cancer, maybe it cures it. I have no fucking
idea. I don't know. Maybe it's good for me, maybe it's bad. I don't know.
I don't know.
I like my women like I like my coffee, free in the hotel lobby.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette beach and the soda water fountain. The lemonade springs while the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain.
So that was all written by no one. It was performed and improvised by Samantha Gerwitz, Dominique DeBell, Gil Barron, Keith Saltajanes, Barry Lank, Mike Besaw, Jessica Park, Bridget Fitzgerald, Adam Taylor, Ben Kirshner, Jeff Hendrick, Steve Rosenfield, Jim Earl, Leslie Shapira, Leah Krinsky, Mike Upchurch, and Matt Wilkie. It was all produced and engineered and edited by Barry Lank, and believe me, that part was time-consuming. Lots of music, of course, by Kevin MacLeod, as well as Charlie Blake singing behind me right now, and the Dixie Daisies during the show's introduction. Good night!
In a new Monet, you can sleep all day, and the bars all have free lunches. Where the mail train stops, and there ain't no cops, and the folks start in their heart.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.